Your daily Devo for January 15th, titled Taken Aback by Utah, written by Ed Rotz, read by Matthew T.G. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Isaiah 35, verse 10. A few years ago, we spent our vacation in Utah. Prior to the trip, my knowledge of Utah was informed by sporadic National Geographic stories or a monochrome documentary on public television. In my mind's eye, Utah was little more than a banal moonscape of red rocks, arid land, the unattractive flatness of the Great Salt Lake. Utah was an unlikely candidate as a vacation destination. But we were curious. We'd never been there, so why not? My expectations were low slung as they were swaddled in assumptions that most of Utah would be barren, rocky, and boring, perhaps occasionally offset with a hint of splendor that might stop a yawn. We couldn't have been more surprised, especially the breathtaking vistas of the national parks, Bryce, Arches, and especially Zion. Eventually, it became commonplace to round a curve, always to be stunned again by the colors, strata, and fascination of various geographic formations. A palpable sense of astonishment, joy, and anticipation permeated our front seat conversations as we became more acquainted with the wonders of Utah. Is it possible that the people of God were on a journey to Zion, thinking it was just going to be Utah? Then they actually experienced Utah, followed by songs of joy and celebration to mark their arrival? Today's action step. Anticipate the surprise of joy when keeping company with God.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.